We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s. Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more relevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career. Chris Frail. I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Kyrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that, of course, is Mark with a C, James.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward. I'm going to call him Brad Farrell, because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
Be honest, and I think one minute.
Exactly. So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Byrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
I mean, like I said, we're battling. We're trying as hard as we can. And, you know, hopefully we can make enough plays and, you know, be the best we could be. That doesn't – all remains to be seen. So, you know, you can make a bunch of predictions and so forth. But, you know, that's not what it's about. It's about going out there and doing it. And, you know, a lot of guys made some plays tonight and try to build on it and see if we can do better next week. So, thank you, guys.
Coach, Texans on offense, they show any difference with any quirks with the running backs or tight ends? Maybe they haven't shown in the past based on some of the personnel packages you have on defense.
Well, they did a good job executing. You know, they made quite a few plays on second down. Scored in the right area. You know, couldn't stop them in the right area. So that would have helped us a lot, but we couldn't do it.
Well, well, well. It is me, Mark James. That is Mark. Wait for it. With a C, James, coming to you live Monday night, going into Tuesday morning. Hope if you're on the road that you're driving safely, taking it easy, because the roads are horrific. So wherever you are in Boston or throughout New England, please be careful, drive safely. That's my PSA for the day. You're only going to get it once. But yes, definitely be careful. No doubt about it. So here we are, 24 hours after the humiliation, beatdown in Houston. And, you know, I try not to pat myself on the back too much on the radio. It's tough not to do, especially when you are accurate, especially when you're the only person in the media who's picked against the Patriots not once, but twice this season. The first time, a few weeks ago, Sunday Night Football in Baltimore. The second time, well, I'll just let you hear it for myself. But I'll tell you this, okay. And I actually said this 2 weeks ago, so I'm going to stick with it.
All right.
The Patriots will lose Sunday night.
Ooh.
The Patriots will lose Sunday night to the Houston Texans.
Okay.
There's going to eventually, you know, no matter how much of an incompetent jackhat that Bill O'Brien is.
Wow.
When you have Deshaun Watson, you've got Nuke Hopkins, and you got Fuller, and you've got Carlos Hyde, and Duke Johnson catching passes on the backfield. If they run the ball on Sunday night the way they're capable of, and they just sort of do what Baltimore did, which is easier said than done, and Deshaun Watson can mix it up, I think this is an L. I had this on an L before the season began. I called it 2 weeks ago, and I'm sticking with the Houston Texans on Sunday night.
Okay.
Good, you pulled a perfect clip, Joe Cortez. Good job out of you. I hate to say I'm right, folks, but I'm right. What do you want me to do? Huh? So, you know, your beloved fabled New England Patriots. And another thing I said, Joe, if you don't have this, okay, because I'll repeat this again. I said it a week ago when the Patriots were 10-1, and I'll say it. Oh, you do have it. You do. Oh, we're off to a rousing start tonight. Here we go. They may be 10-1, but they're only the fifth best team in the NFL right now. And I'm not kidding. The Patriots are not better than Baltimore. They're not better than San Francisco. They're not better than New Orleans. And they're not better than Seattle. They're the fifth best team in the NFL. But they're not better than those four teams. I would take any one of those four teams on a neutral field over what the Patriots have done. Great job, Joe. Great job. Me too. Look at that. Not even close. So I'm saying to you, and there's a lot, there's so many things to get to from last night. I can't even begin to, but I told you time and time again, this franchise will rue the day you got rid of Antonio Brown. And are you ruining the day now? Are you? Because he's getting paid guaranteed $9 or $10 million. And you need AB worse than AB needs you. It's out of necessity. And I'll tell you something else you're going to do. By not bringing Antonio Brown back, all you're doing is throwing more fuel on the fire of Tom Brady not coming back to New England when this season is over. No, this Patriots team, there's something off. Brady throwing his helmet. I was reading the lips last night, too. He was saying, get there faster. You got to be quicker. Separation. And you know what? Here's the thing. And I love Tom Brady yelling at them. It's one of those things that it just sort of like it needs to be done. I don't mind that. I don't mind Tom Brady being pissed off, being frustrated, because these guys can't get separation. And Romeo Crennel, to his credit, had the perfect game plan. And the game plan was simple. It was like, we're just going to rush four, our front four, and what we're going to do is we're going to cover everybody like wet blankets and see if Brady can beat us. And he couldn't do it. Now, granted, because these guys can't get separation. N'Keal Harry, wow. Can I call him a bust already? As the reason why Tom Brady threw the only interception last night, completely gets blown up by Bradley Roby on a slant route. And Brady throws the pick, not because it's his fault, because it's N'Keal Harry's fault. You just don't have the talent commensurate with the quarterback. And he is beyond frustrated, beyond pissed off, beyond irate. And can you blame him? I don't blame him. Yeah. Has he come down this year? Sure. Yeah. I can give you all the numbers. I can give you all the stats. I'm not going to say that. Now, last night, I'm going to give you a number that shows you how bad the receivers were last night. The O-line was fine. The O-line did its job. Tom Brady last night had an average of 3.25 seconds in the pocket, which in the NFL is an eternity. It's almost double what the average is for when you get a snap. His receivers could not get open and did not get open last night. The defense, who had only allowed four passing touchdowns all season long in games 1 through 11, allowed four passing touchdowns on Sunday night. The first time they've allowed four passing TDs in a game since week 6 last year versus Kansas City. Oh, and N'Keal Harry, I mentioned, after playing 12 of the first 16 offensive snaps, he was on the field for just 10 of the following 61. Including exactly zero of the snaps during New England's three touchdown drives. Out of the circle of trust. Out of it. And N'Keal Harry completely just got outmanned. A guy who was 6'4", 225, got completely outmanned by a 5'11", 194-pounder. Got outmanned, period. And here is the latest first-round draft bust from the New England Patriots after last night's game.
I'm not exactly sure. I haven't looked at it on film. I got to look at it on film first.
Did it feel as if he went through you? Did it feel as if you could have been a little stronger on that ball?
Not sure. I haven't watched it on film yet. I got to watch
it first. Dude.
What did it feel like?
I guess I could have just used my body more. But like I said, I haven't watched it on film yet. I got to see it first.
You were on the play, you jackhat! You freaking dumbass! What do you need to watch? You were part of the play! Oh, I never heard this, Joe. Joe, I never heard this till now. Now you just like made me blow in a gasket. Heard this until today, till just now. I am so he's gonna pull the coach card? I gotta watch the film? He's gonna pull that crap? Oh, dude, you are such a bust. It is absolutely ridiculous. Like, you are such a bust. Dominique Easley thinks you're a bust. Oh, my God. Belichick cannot draft a wide receiver if you held a freaking AK-47 to his head. And I have to tell you, last night's game showed that there ain't going to be no repeat. Sorry. Yeah. You know, the closest the Patriots will get to Super Bowl 54 is the Gronk beach party the day before. They're not going to the Super Bowl. No effing way. Oh, and to add insult to injury, they dropped to number 2 in the AFC behind the Baltimore Ravens, who now have home field advantage. So whatever advantage that a lot of people, they'll figure it out. Oh, Brady and Belichick will do whatever it needs to be done. They'll change it up. No, now you're going on the road to Baltimore. Good luck. 617-779-7937. You can take the Baltimore loss and look at it. They're just the best team in the NFL. They've won 8 in a row. And in that 8 in a row, they blew out the Patriots. They blew out San Francisco. They won at Seattle. And then they beat San Francisco yesterday. So, like, you can take that for whatever it's worth and say, all right, Baltimore's just that good. It's no shame in losing on the road to what is now the best team in football that have won not one, not two, not three, not four, but 8 straight games. There's no shame in that whatsoever. But N'Keal Harry, you're going to pull, I got to watch the film? Dude, you're a rookie. You're a bust so far. And if it wasn't for one back shoulder fade that you made a great catch last week against Dallas, your career is a complete dash mark. You like cease to exist here. You're the reason Brady threw that pick last night, rookie. You bust. Jesus Christ. Can I hear that again? I got to hear this guy again. I don't believe he just said that.
I'm not exactly sure. I haven't looked at it on film. I got to look at it on film first.
Did it feel as if he went through you? Did it feel as if you could have been a little stronger on that ball?
Not sure. I haven't watched it on film yet. I got to watch it first.
What'd it feel like?
Yeah.
I guess I could have just used my body more. But like I said, I haven't watched it on film yet. I got to see it first.
Dude, don't ever say that, bro. Not in this market. You want to get away with that crap, do it in Jacksonville. Do it in Carolina. Do it in small markets where you're not going to get completely torched and scorched by sports talk hosts on the radio and people on television. You can't pull that crap now. I got to watch the film. You sucked. That's why they took your ass out. And you were not on the field for 10 of the next 61 snaps. So how about that? Do you have to watch the film on those two? On those 51 of 61 snaps after that play that you were not on the field for, do you have to watch the film on those two? I tell you, man, this is a season, and I said it, and I'll say it again. The Patriots were never as good as their record. They overachieved. Remember in the movie, at the end of the movie, Rocky III, when after Rocky beat Clubber Lang, Rocky and Apollo Creed, with nobody around, went to this gym and you know, closed gym, no cameras, no media, and they just wanted to get in the ring because Apollo wanted to prove to himself that he could still beat Rocky with nobody around. And Apollo Creed said, "You fight great, but I'm a great fighter." And that's the Patriots' defense. They play great at times, but they're not a great defense. They're not all-time. They're not the 2000 Ravens, the 2002 Buccaneers, the Legion of Boom in Seattle in 2013. They're not. Wow. I am incredulous that N'Keal Harry said that. I cannot believe he said that. But I will tell you right now, from somebody who is undefeated on the season and picking against the Patriots, 2-0, when nobody else in the media has the brains or the balls to do that, I'm not so sure about Sunday's game. I said the Patriots would lose 2 to 3 games in the gauntlet that started with Baltimore, Philly, Dallas, Houston, Kansas City. They've already lost two. So prediction made perfectly. It could be 3 on Sunday. But last night, who's to blame? Can you blame N'Keal Harry? Can you blame Philip Dorsett? Can you blame Jacoby Myers? Yes, yes, yes. But I'm asking you right now, who is most to blame for last night? 617-779-7937. Was it the secondary? Was it the front seven? Was it the running game? I didn't actually think the running game was. It wasn't the O-line. Was it the receivers? Or was it something else that's not one of those? Think about it long and hard. It's sort of a trick question. But think about all those options and who it was. Because I could tell you, you could make an argument for the receivers. You can make an argument for the defense because they gave up 4 passing touchdowns, which is inexcusable, unacceptable, and pathetic after only giving up 4 passing touchdowns in the first 11 games total. But I'm going to give you one person who's the reason to blame for last night. Can we get a drum roll here, Joe? Because this drum roll will pretty much accurately keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Keep it going. The gentleman's name is Robert Kenneth Kraft. He is the owner. He is the one to blame because he was the one who cut a guy who was on the precipice of NFL history just 28 catches away from having the most catches in a decade in the NFL, more than Fred Biletnikoff, more than Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, Steve Largent, James Lofton, Tim Brown, and Jerry Rice. And that man's name is Antonio Brown. This is all on Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft is the one who put this team in an unenviable position that they now look like a shell of their 10-1 self. They do. They don't look like a 10-2 team. And I said this too, and I'll say it again. If you put the Patriots and you traded them to the NFC West for Arizona, and you put Arizona in the AFC East, and you put the Patriots in the NFC West with San Francisco, Seattle, and the Rams, the Patriots' record right now, if they were lucky, would be 7-4. Oh, excuse me, 8-4. At the very best, maybe 7-5, like with the Rams. But they'd probably be 8-4. They're not as good as their 10-2 record. They were never as good as their record. And the only thing I can say is this, that this team, they look like complete frauds. And they were exposed not once but twice on primetime national television Sunday night football, Al Michaels and company, NBC. They were exposed. Now, you thought the Baltimore, oh, well, look what Lamar Jackson and look what he's doing to everybody. You can look what he just did to San Francisco. Look what he did to Seattle. So you can sort of overlook that one and just say, hey, that's losing at Baltimore. That's nothing. Now, you don't control your own destiny and your fate anymore. You don't have complete control. Baltimore does. So now that you're tied with them, they have the tiebreaker. So if worse comes to worse, you know as well as I do, you had four games to go, and if you finish with the same record, you're at best going on the road to Baltimore for the AFC Championship game. I don't know how disgusted you were last night, but if you were not disgusted, then you're not a real fan. But that was disgusting. To see what happened last night was absolutely ridiculous. And this is something that overall, I don't know, this offense is not going to wave a magic wand and just all of a sudden turn it around. Now you can say, hey, Mark, last year this team lost back-to-back games in December to Miami and Pittsburgh. They were 9-5. They went on to go win the Super Bowl. True. This is true. The Miami game was a fluke play. The Pittsburgh game was probably a carryover from the Miami game, and you turned it around. And you have four games left, so you're still in a great position. I mean, you could end up 14-2. Baltimore could lose, maybe, to Buffalo this weekend, and then you're back in front. And then if you win out, you're the number one seed. Those are a lot of ifs. If my uncle had breasts, he'd be my aunt. It's a big if. It's a really big if. I have to tell you, what I saw last night, I don't even know if the Patriots are a top five team. I would say they're probably the sixth best team in the league right now. I'm going to put the Green Bay Packers in front of them as well. I'm going to go Baltimore, San Francisco, New Orleans, Seattle, Green Bay. Oh boy, you should be thankful the Patriots aren't in the NFC, because if they were, they might not make the playoffs. That's how good the NFC is. That's how pathetic the AFC is. But last night was an absolute expose on this football team. It was an indictment. They got exposed, and everyone, oh, Belichick owns O'Brien. Oh, Belichick this, Belichick that. And I'm like, you know what? Eventually, he's going to come through. And B.O.B. did last night. Kudos to him. Romeo Crennel, great game plan. They scouted it out perfectly. They said, we're going to blanket every pass catcher for the Patriots, every receiver, every guy who comes across the line of scrimmage, we're going to blanket like a shadow. And the Patriots could not do anything. And it was utterly, totally pathetic. It was. That team, that was a bad loss last night. And don't look at the box score. Ooh, they only lost. Yeah, they were favored number one. They were getting blown out.
Garbage time.
Yep. Just to make garbage scores, which make the cosmetic box score look a little bit more aesthetically pleasing. That's all. That's it. Just garbage. Garbage scores. Houston took their foot off the gas, and the Patriots came back, and they didn't. They were like, we got this. We don't need to worry about it. But, wow. Embarrassing, folks. Shameful. So, who do you blame more now? Brady? The receivers? Robert Kraft? Robert Kraft and the receivers? Or all of the above? 617-779-7937. Let's kick it off. Nick kicks it off tonight. What's up, Nicky?
Well, thanks so much, Mark. And I got to toot your horn for 30 seconds, if you don't mind.
You got it, man.
And I know you're a big wrestling fan, so I'm just going to start off by saying that there is no R-truth. The only truth is Mark with a C, James, period, end.
Thank you. There was a guy named Paul Pierce, so he's pretty good.
He is good. But I got to tell you, it's very refreshing to hear somebody from Boston speak the truth. And the truth is that, and I'm almost tired of talking about this because I don't know what we're going to do. It doesn't sound like we're going to do anything. But there's no doubt in my mind that Antonio Brown needs to be signed. And there, I can't think of a negative. People want to say, oh, we'll be fine. We got a
no, win you back. Will not we be fine. No.
No. No. And all Boston wants to do is just focus on this hate, this media hate. Oh, he sent out a Twitter or he sent out an Instagram. We don't even know if he really sent that. And you know what? The players want him back. And here's what's going to happen. You want to know who's to blame? Let me answer that question. Robert Kraft. Because
yes.
I think.
Yeah, that's what I
I'm
said.
I'm not saying AB is a little bit foolish on his little social media. But what I am saying is that it was foolish to cut him so prematurely. Because we haven't heard a thing about this case. Let me remind you that people forget that Tyreek Hill went through some serious allegations.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt a little bit as well. Yeah, with a woman.
Nobody talked about that.
Nope.
Criminal case.
Right.
This is a civil case, which nobody's even talking about.
No. Wait a second, Nick, though. No, hold on, though. Hold on. No. Antonio Brown, we should look at a maximum security prison. He sent a text message that was derogatory towards a woman. Lock him up. Throw away the key.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's the mentality. In the cancel culture, like piss-poor society we live in, oh, he sent a text message. Listen, you're not going to win number 7 without him. You understand that? It's over. This run is over, and maybe this entire era of 20 years of Brady and Belichick will come to an end if you do not attempt to bring him back. Period. It will not. I'm sorry. There's no way this team is ever going to be able to get back to the Super Bowl if you don't bring back Antonio Brown. It's simple. Do you want to win number 7 this year or not? And if you don't, then you not only will not win number 7, you will end Tom Brady's career here in New England because he will get the F out. He will leave you. I just want you to know that. This whole Hallmark fairy tale fantasy world will end. He will go. You gotta give the quarterback what he wants. I'm sorry. It's like you just have to give him what he wants. You have to. 617-779-7937. Brendan in Warwick, Rhode Island's up next here on Mark After Dark. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I think you just gave, like, top 6, and the Pats were 6th, I believe. And the Chiefs were not in the top 6. So do you think the Pats are going to beat the Chiefs?
I don't, Brendan. I've got,
I don't think they are either.
Tomorrow, I got about 5 days to make that prediction. You know what, Brendan, at this point, I'll just tell you, I don't know. I didn't.
I don't think they do well against quarterbacks that can – you know, that are very mobile.
Well, in both games last year, you could have flipped the coin. Kansas City, I covered the one in New England. I didn't go to the AFC Championship game in Kansas City.
I was at that game. It was a great game.
Okay, well, like, but the Patriots could have lost either one of those.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. And then the other thing, it's kind of a tough look for Kraft this year to not bring Brown back for the reasons he was released, given what Kraft's gone through personally this year. You know what I mean?
Does it not feel
hypocritical?
Yeah, does it not feel exactly? Does it not look a little hypocritical, Brendan?
Yeah, no, it does look hypocritical. And if Kraft wants forgiveness, why not give it to? Why not forgive someone else?
Who's already come out, and he already apologized on Twitter. Now, what did he post today? Yeah. Something on Instagram? Joe, did you post anything?
I didn't see it today. No.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have that for you coming up here, Brendan. I will tell you this. This team is not going back to the Super Bowl as currently constructed. No way.
I totally agree. I mean, if they
no way.
That's the only help that they're going to be able to get unless someone really emerges, which I just don't see happening between Harry or Myers or whoever.
Yeah.
Yep. They got to bring him back if they want to win. That's the bottom line.
That's it. That's it, Brendan. You and me, you're preaching the choir on that one. You are preaching to the choir. I don't blame Brady. You can look at Tom Brady and say, yeah, he's part to blame, 15%. But there's no way that when you look at the lack of talent around him, there's absolutely no way whatsoever. So, all right, did AB actually put this out?
Apparently it was deleted after, but Nesson reported that they did.
Who?
Nesson.
Well, that doesn't mean it's accurate. So I'm not going to.
Well, there's one source. But.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. I don't trust them when it comes to the Patriots or Celtics. When it comes to Red Sox and Bruins, fine. He tweets, it says, I'm starting to question if Robert Kraft wants to win. This is a business. You have rumors of your HOF quarterback wanting to leave, as well as already losing your all-pro tight end. I would assume that you would want to improve your offensive threats, which are obviously lacking. Tom and Josh have nothing to work with. Swallow your pride, RKK. A report came out that you had fingers up your ass during the spa. Just let us sign AB, and you can win another Super Bowl. If not, I'm not sure this is a Super Bowl winning roster. So... okay, I don't know, but all I know is this. There's nothing in this tweet that I don't agree with. Nothing. Okay? You will not get to a Super Bowl. You will not win number 7, and I think you will push Tom Brady out the door because I think he's had it. He's finally had it. You can see it. You can feel it. You can sense it. I don't blame him, and so am I. You've got to be frustrated. These guys, they have no weapons. They just have none. Sorry. Belichick can't draft a freaking receiver. He just can't. Last good receiver he drafted was Deion Branch. He just can't draft one. Sorry. That's all there is to it. Who do you blame? Do you blame the receivers? Do you blame Josh McDaniels? Do you blame Brady? Or do you blame Robert Kraft? Or do you blame Kraft and the receivers? Or do you blame all of the above? 617-779-7937. I'll be here with you for another half hour. If you want to get in, Mark After Dark, now's the time to do so. Now it's time for trending. That's awesome. All right, week 13 wrapped up tonight with the Vikings losing a pivotal game on the road to the Seattle Seahawks 37-30 on Monday Night Football. Patriots, as I mentioned, after their loss Sunday night, dropped to the number 2 seed in the AFC playoff picture. Bruins return to the ice tomorrow night when they take on Carolina. Puck drops at 7 p.m. The Red Sox have traded Sandy Leon to the Cleveland Indians for a minor league pitcher, and the Reds have signed Mike Moustakas to a 4-year deal worth $64 million. Also, some news in the world of college basketball, which is not good for the Patrick Ewing and the Georgetown Hoyas. Two players have been actually kicked out of school for Georgetown, accused of burglary and assault. Their number 2 scorer, and his name, let me get this right, James Akinjo and Joshua Blank, are no longer with the team. So this is obviously an ongoing investigation. They are accused of burglary and assault. So their Hoya career is over. So there's that. And there's restraining orders against them as well. So that's not good either. We'll get back to more of your phone calls. Mark After Dark, 617-779-7937. The Midnight Express continues.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back on Mark After Dark, WEI. The Midnight Express rolls through. We're here with you for the next 24 minutes. So if you want to get in, now's a good time to do so. 617-779-7937. It's not even a want anymore. It's a need. It's a necessity. Antonio Brown. It's not even like you. I told you, you have garbage on most good teams. Julian Edelman's a number three or two. He's a two. I'll give him a two. You're forcing him to be a one. You're forcing Mohamed Sanu to be a two, which he's a three. Oh, speaking of Mohamed Sanu, how did you like throwing away another second round pick for that? How's that looking right now? This is the worst team that Tom Brady has had in terms of surrounding skill position players since 2006. Jabbar Gaffney, Rashay Caldwell, Chad Jackson, Doug Gabriel, a fat Corey Dillon, and phony Maroney. So this is the worst that they've had. The worst. They suck. I mean, they're trash. I don't blame Brady whatsoever. Whatso-freaking-ever. I mean, my God. 617-779-7937. Todd in South Kingston. What's up, Todd?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, Todd. How are you?
Good, guy. I got to tell you, I enjoy your show. You keep it real, and I love it.
Well, I try to.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, going into the season, I mean, we were, I don't know what happened. It's like the wheels fell off the bus. We were stacked, and now we have nothing. We have crap. I got to go with Kraft and a little bit of Belichick. I don't think I can go with receivers on this because some of them are new. They're rookies. They don't know the system. Not having an AB, not having a Gronk, or not having a – Gordon, how do we get? You don't want to bring back AB. How do you not? How do you cut Gordon?
Right.
You know, but this has been happening. I never understood their theory, even when they cut or they traded away Brandon Cooks. I mean, they have these guys, and then they just like toss them away on Brady.
Right. So you no longer have the most dominant tight end in NFL history. You right. had a guy who was your only number one in Antonio Brown. Oh, and let me mention this too, Todd. I mentioned this before, but let me say this again. In terms of team speed, the Patriots are the 27th fastest team in the NFL, which means they're basically in the bottom. They're near the bottom five. So they're one of the slowest teams in the league. Slowest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah. All that being said, Todd, this has been a complete, total cornucopia of mistakes starting with the cutting, the premature, abrupt cutting of Antonio Brown. It almost would have been better if the Patriots had struggled earlier in the year, because then they could have brought Brown back. Now you have to. Now it's a thing where Kraft is going to be accused of not wanting to win bad enough because you're not bringing Brown back. If the NFL clears Antonio Brown, why would you not bring him back? Why?
Right. I don't know, understand the reasoning. I mean, it's, you know, unless it's just Kraft's, you know, ego behind him because he doesn't like the things said, or he's trying to protect his own image because of what went down in Florida with him. I don't know. But if the goal is to win a ring, they're not doing it without a first of all, having a Gronk or having an AB, you're opening up Edelman a lot more, having that double coverage on those guys. They don't
absolutely have that now. Now it's like they don't need to double anyone. They don't need to double anyone.
No.
That's why Houston was so successful last night. That's why.
The running last night with Michelle, I don't know what that was, so predictable. I mean, and he was running to a wall right up the middle every night, or every play, going nowhere. I don't understand what was going on.
He's a bust, and it looks already like N'Keal Harry's a bust as well so far.
Is a bust. Yeah, I mean, the thing is with Kraft, what is your – do you think he will, or do you think he's going to ride this season out? I mean, do they hear these shows and say, listen to all these analysts and listen to these people? Do they hear this?
Well, they've got it. They have – somebody, whoever it is, Todd, thanks for the call. His son, Jonathan, somebody very close that he trusts and respects, needs to pull him aside and said, Bob. Mr. Kraft, this is no longer just a luxury item. This is a necessity. Okay? This is we need Antonio Brown. And I understand that. Like, here's the thing. The NFL, like, I don't know why anymore you have to wait on the NFL. The NFL hasn't suspended and done anything. So, technically right now, he's still a member of the Patriots. So, just bring him back. And if the NFL says, well, he's on the commissioner exempt list, which you should probably know before you even consider bringing him back, then that's fine. But this has gotten out of hand, folks. I'm telling you, you will not get to Super Bowl 54, and you will completely lose Tom Brady forever. He will walk out that door because he's had enough. You didn't put your superstar Hall of Fame GOAT quarterback in the best position to succeed. Instead, you surrounded him with trash, garbage, complete, total garbage. Ryan's up next. Hello, Ryan.
How's it going?
Hey.
So I just think Tom Brady did not work with any of his rookie receivers over the OTAs, over the offseason. I find that very good necessity to have and work with them, and he refused to work with them.
Well, I don't know if he refused to, and yeah, that's a little bit, but like, shouldn't they come? I think N'Keal Harry went to his house, so shouldn't they come and like try to seek out Brady? It's not Brady's job to go and seek them out. It's their job to seek him out. He's Tom Brady.
No, I absolutely agree with that, and I just feel like it's – I don't know whether it's a lack of work ethic that N'Keal Harry has or what.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just feel that's a vital necessity to have and use to their full ability.
Yeah. Ryan, listen, man. There has been so many mistakes that have been made. It just bothers me. Who out there does not want Antonio Brown back for the Patriots? Who?
Oh, me and all my sons want Antonio Brown.
Right.
And I just think Robert Kraft needs to swallow his pride. I mean, look at what he did in Florida, and he needs to take Antonio Brown.
That's it. That's it, Ryan. Truer words, what you just said in that last sentence, truer words have never been spoken. That's it.
I've been listening to the cast the whole time, and it's just been clear that Robert Kraft needs to swallow his pride.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And you know damn right, if they win the Super Bowl, that's the last thing on everyone's mind. They're not going to be like, oh, just because they got AB. It's like, what's the worst thing that could happen? You can trade him away next year if you need to.
I heard somebody in the media, not going to say who, on the air, say that if the Patriots brought back Antonio Brown, that you might as well put an asterisk if they win their seventh Super Bowl. That is, quite frankly, the dumbest effing thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Like, the dumbest thing. The absolute dumbest thing I've ever heard. So, there's no con in bringing him back. There's no negative. You need him. That's it. Because if you want a replica of what happened Sunday night to Houston the rest of the way, again, what if you traded Houston's weapons to New England and then gave Deshaun Watson all of New England's offensive players? Who would have won the game? New England. If Tom Brady had Will Fuller, Kenny Stills, and DeAndre Hopkins, along with the tight end, Fells, who had a great game. I mean, like, you got to be kidding me. You have to be kidding me. It's just horrible. Absolutely ridiculous. Final segment next. You want to get in, 617-779-7937.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And their path to the Super Bowl, especially, you know, we know what it is if they don't host throughout. You know, they've never made a Super Bowl when they had to go on the road at any point.
Oh, that rocket scientist's name is Bart Scott. Bart Scott, who hates the Patriots because he's never won anything in his life. Never. Oh, really, Bart? Let's go back in history, shall we? 2001. Who did the Patriots beat on the road to the Super Bowl? And where was the game played? Oh, it was at Pittsburgh against Cordell Stewart and the Steelers. Okay. What about 2004? Who did the Patriots have to beat on the road? Oh, it was the Pittsburgh Steelers again and a rookie by the name of Ben Roethlisberger. And then where did the Patriots play the AFC Championship game last year? Bueller? Anyone? Oh, it was Arrowhead Stadium against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Bart Scott, you are a complete, total, freaking idiot. Shut up. Literally. Why are you on the air? They've never done it. They've done it three times, you freaking dumbass. Eric in Dorchester, you're up next. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I'm listening to the show. First of all, I want to confirm your running back situation. We ain't got none. And I was watching the game, Pittsburgh and Cleveland, and I like what I saw what Chubb was doing, even in a losing effort, man.
Yeah.
We needed somebody like him for running back.
And you took the wrong Georgia back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
Number two, I'm looking at, I made a small list of not a trick question. And most of the stuff that you have here, I got right down. But what I'm going to tell you, number one, I think defense can't tackle. We can't tackle.
Yeah. No, you're right.
We can't tackle.
Yep. Yep.
Number two, and this one we already know is obvious, offense is weak.
Oh, God. It's,
offense is weak.
They are the weak link of the team. Yep.
Okay, number three, Robert Kraft needs to suck it up.
Yes. Preach. Preach. Preach, Eric.
Yeah, he needs to suck it up. Number four, and just as important, Belichick is not good at drafting offensive players. He goes out and he hires these veterans to shore up weaknesses in his offense.
Anybody,
he gets lucky at times, but most of the time you always see somebody that for some reason can't cut the mustard. We're always told that we got smart football players on the team. And here and now you got a problem with these young guys that can't even read simple signals.
I know.
What's up?
I don't know. I know. It's,
what's up with that?
And by the way, Eric, I don't need to ask you because I think I know where you're going to go on this. AB, bring him back like ASAP.
Yes. Bring him back. You know why? Because we need some offense.
Thank you.
The news not doing nothing.
No. No.
The times he should have caught passes, he ain't catching nothing. He ain't even running out for anything that should have been catchable.
I know, man.
I mean, I'm looking at simple plays. And, yeah, I can see why Brady's frustrated. I'll be frustrated, too. Listen, I would have told these guys, listen, F off. you're screwing up.
Don't worry, Eric. He dropped some French words last night on that bench. I don't blame Brady. Listen, I appreciate the phone call. Call anytime, man. We're up against it. We got a few seconds left, but I'll be back tomorrow night after Mutt, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., so we'll continue this discussion further. And Robert Kraft, man, quote Spike Lee, do the right thing. Do the right thing. Bring back AB. Free Antonio Brown. Free him. Bring him back ASAP. Thanks to Joe Cortez. Excellent job. I'll be back tomorrow night, 10 p.m. to 1 p.m. right here on WEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.